Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
Redskins take a knee and the clock winds out. 30 seconds. And Carolina will not elect to use a timeout here. The Redskins get it done when they need it. Their defense forcing three turnovers. And the Redskins win it here this afternoon at FedEx Field to move their record to 3-2. Final score, the Redskins 23 and the Panthers 17.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. I am here with the big man, Mitch Tischler. What's up, dude?
What's going on, buddy?
We also have Phil Lazo here. Phil Lazo's making his Redskins Talk Podcast debut. What's up, Phil?
Hey, guys. Thanks for including me.
So we are on the set of, I don't know if this is really the set. I'm about to film Redskins 100. We're out at the park because here's a little inside TV super knowledge. We actually tape the Jay Gruden interview before it airs in Redskins 100. So Mitch and I get to spend all of Mondays at Redskins Park.
I'm glad that you've used both tape and film like we're in 1991.
What would you say?
Record and shoot.
Well, you know, the Tonight Show with Fallon is recorded at 5 in the afternoon.
See, thank you, Phil. So basically, we're making the Tonight Show.
We are the Tonight Show.
All right. Today is the day after pod. All of our podcasts, as you well know, are brought to you by Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. So, Mitch?
You should ride with them, too.
OAVA. That's our squad. All right. Today, day after pod, you have my sit down with Jay Gruden. And then I recorded two interviews yesterday for our postgame shows. One was with Dustin Hopkins. If you recall, he set a new career-long field goal record with a 56-yarder, which is pretty damn impressive. And then also we had Vernon Davis, who caught a touchdown pass and moved up to seventh all-time on the NFL tight end touchdown list. Next up on his list, one Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp, look out.
Who, I'm a fan of Shannon Sharp. I think he's funny on TV. How do you feel about him?
That makes one of us.
Phil?
Yeah. He was a great
Phil,
player.
Phil, stand closer.
He was a great player.
He was a great player. Yeah. Phil going a more subtle route than Mitch Tischler, but no news there.
Us big men aren't too subtle.
All right. A little bit of injury news. Talk to Jay Gruden. You're going to hear it here in a second. It seems to me that Chris Thompson will be back for the Cowboys game. I am unsure about Jamison Crowder. I am very unsure about Jamison Crowder.
Yeah, Jay said, what, Wednesday and Thursday, we wouldn't see much from
right.
him.
So if he practices, it won't be till Friday. And then I don't know about Paul Richardson either.
Yeah, Paul. We didn't know what we were going to get Paul Richardson last week, and he came out and played pretty well. So,
But I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. It's been Miss BJ is the runs the front desk at Redskins Park, and she's a really, really nice woman. And she greets everyone with a smile and is just courteous all the time. And when she saw me walking in the building today, she's like, "Oh, it's so much better seeing you after a win. I don't like seeing you after a loss." And to hear that from Miss BJ, I thought was pretty funny.
She's a staple of the Redskins behind the scenes. She's been here for 30 some odd years. She's a fantastic lady.
But she doesn't want to see me after a loss.
No, she doesn't want to see
me. Do you want to see me after a loss, Phil?
Yeah, you're okay. You're all right.
I'll take that. I'm okay, Mitch.
Most days, I don't
Do you want to see Mitch after a loss?
Never.
Never. Nobody wants to see Mitch. All right, that's it. Let's go to, is there any more of this ballyhoo to ensue?
Let's go to Jay.
Oh, how about this
from
real quick?
Tonight Show.
So, our boy, I don't know what the hell Kessler's job title is. One of the big bosses at NBC Sports digital team made this really cool map showing where all the ambassadors are from. And there's 37 official ambassadors. And a lot more people claim that they're an ambassador. But until you send in your picture with a sign that declares yourself ambassador, it's not official. So get to work.
Europe is looking pretty light. We know a bunch of you guys over there have been calling yourselves ambassadors. We need the pictures so we can put you on the map.
We just saw our guy from Dublin at the game. Send a picture in, dude.
How easy is that?
Right. It's easy. And at Redskins Talk Pod is the Instagram page where all that stuff gets posted, and you can see the map of the current ambassadors there as well. Any final words, Mitch?
Get those pictures in.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to thank Oarsman Automotive of Virginia real quick. This week, you need to go check out Oarsman Chantilly Kia. That's the place to buy your Kias, your new Kias, your used Kias. What's the guy's name? Did he jump over a Kia or a Hyundai?
Oh, Blake Griffin, right?
Yeah.
Jumped over a Kia.
Was it, Phil? Yeah. Do you remember?
I don't remember.
It was a Kia.
Let's hope it was a Kia.
It was because definitely a Kia.
You get the Stinger. The Kia Stinger is a hot-looking car.
Oh, get it. Let's hear it, Phil.
Let's get a Stinger. I want to get one.
All right. Let's get a Stinger. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to look it up now. Phil Lazo says it's a hot-looking car.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in, too. All right. Go check out Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Here comes Jay Gruden, then Vernon Davis, then Dustin Hopkins. If you make it all the way through all these interviews, Mitch owes you a cheer one.
Can you get us your best Tonight Show impression?
Tonight Show? What the hell does that mean?
Give me something.
I don't understand. Like,
thank you notes. How about a thank you?
I don't.
Thank you, Redskins.
I'll work on that. I promise.
Thank you, Redskins, for beating the Panthers. Please beat Dallas next week.
How about that? Phil Lazo's playing the role he was born for.
He's in.
He knows about Kia Stingers and the Tonight Show.
Glad to have Jay Gruden back with us, and glad to have a different conversation this week, Coach. Last week, I don't think you really wanted to talk to me.
No. This week. No. This week, I'm okay with it.
Cool. Big win, obviously, against the Panthers. What stood out to me, among a lot of things, I want to start with the play of Adrian Peterson, who was playing through injuries top to bottom and really delivered in the run game. How impressed were you with his performance?
I was very impressed. You know, I talked to him before the game, had to sit down with him and told him I was probably only going to use him on short yardage and goal line, if that, you know, because I want him to heal. We have a long season ahead of us. And he says, let me go early and I'll let you know how I'm doing. And we let him go early, and I never heard from him, so I just kept him in there. He played great, man. He's a pro. He's a stud, and made some big-time runs.
The mood in this building between you and I and the locker room earlier today is so dramatically different than it was after that, you know, the embarrassing loss in New Orleans. How do you keep the guys as focused this week with Dallas coming to town as they were after the embarrassing loss?
Well, we've been embarrassed by Dallas the last couple times, and it's a division game. We know how important it is. It's a home game. We know how important it is to our fans to beat Dallas. You know, it's a game that everybody circles on their calendar, and it's something we have to get up for. If we have to get our guys up for the Dallas Cowboys at home, then we have the wrong guys in the building. I don't think that's the case. I think these guys understand how hard they have to prepare to win in this league. You know, it's week in and week out. Everybody poses a different threat and different problems that you have to be ready for.
Carolina runs the football really well. They were tops in the league coming into facing you guys. You held them to almost half of their weekly total, about 80 yards rushing. How do you keep that going against Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, and an impressive Cowboys offensive line?
Yeah, we have to be strong up front, without a doubt. Payne and Allen and Ioannidis got to hold the fort down, you know, in their 2-3 tight end sets. And then when they spread you out and do some of the zone reads, our linebackers got to play fast. And our safeties have to get involved from time to time, and maybe our corners. So it's a very difficult challenge, obviously, but I think our guys will be ready.
Big plays buried you in New Orleans. The defense figured their act out for the Panthers game. And, you know, Josh Norman told us a little bit about inviting the team over to his house and trying to really make sure that everybody gets on the same page. How proud of your secondary are you for figuring this thing out rather than letting it go sideways?
Well, I think the big thing is sticking together. You know, I think that's going to happen from time to time. You're going to have a coverage mess up. You're going to give up some yards. You're going to give up a long TD pass every now and then. But you got to stick together and move on to the next down, the next series, the next game. So I'm glad our guys were able to flush that game away, learn from it, come together as one group and play well together. That's very, very important.
Now, on the offensive side of the football, early success again. But we talked to you after the game at the podium, and you said you felt like there were some plays left out there in the second half. What needs to change in the second half with guys executing or finding the open player, not missing blocks, all that sort of stuff. How can you turn that tide in the third and fourth quarters?
Well, we got to continue to be dialed in at every position, not just the quarterback, the running backs, the receivers, offensive linemen. We missed a couple blitz pickups with our backs. We missed a line stunt here or there. Ran a couple poor routes, missed a couple throws. So it's a little bit of everything. If it was just one thing, we could fix it. But it's a lot of things that rear their ugly head from time to time. And also credit a very good defense. Carolina's got one of the top defenses in the league.
Injuries are starting to pile up, and that's a familiar refrain here after last season with just a crazy amount of injuries. But at the receiver spot, you got Doxson playing through the heel issue. Paul Richardson's got a shoulder and a knee. Jameson Crowder's still dealing with his ankle. Are you concerned about your receivers going into the Cowboys game and just who Alex is throwing the ball to?
A little bit. You know, you'd like to have the same guys out there, especially the talent that they have. But I think Josh is feeling a lot better. He'll be good. Paul's going to be, hopefully, a lot better this week. You know, Jameson, I'm not too sure about. Hopefully, we'll get Chris Thompson back, which will have a huge relief for us. But, you know, we still have Jordan Reed, Vernon Davis. Josh will be fine. Mo Harris is doing some good things in the slot and outside. And I think Michael Floyd will get going here pretty soon. I think he's got the offense down, and he's a big physical guy. Did great in a running game with some blocking. And now it's time, I think, we get him some balls.
You've talked about the lengthy playbook you have. How many pages deep did you have to go to find the Alex Smith to Mo Harris option play?
That was a Bill Callahan special. You know, we've seen a couple other teams do that. You motion a receiver in the backfield, the nickel doesn't know which side to go on, and you can either give it to Adrian on a little one-back power play or pull it based on what the end does. So just another way to run a zone read with a little dressing on it.
With a little dressing. Are you lighting candles, knocking on wood? What are you doing to ensure that Brandon Scherff's knee stays okay?
Brandon gave him a game ball the other day, him and Adrian Peterson and obviously Hopkins and Josh Norman. But Brandon's an amazing player, man. He was, I wish you could have a video just of Brandon Scherff. I showed it to our team about five or six plays. He's a great player. He got his knee tweaked again, but I think he's going to be fine. He's one of the toughest guys on our football team, and he'll be out there.
I told him today, and I don't know that he cares at all, but I told him, look, man, I'm every TV appearance, every radio appearance, I'm telling these folks that you are playing through some serious pain because that word needs to be out there. I think it's cool you gave him the game ball. And we can kind of get things done. I know you are a busy man. What are your expectations for a home crowd with the Cowboys who have lots of fans coming to town?
Well, I want it to be loud as possible. You know, I think once our fans really got into it there late in the fourth quarter, you know, Cam had to go on a silent count. That has an effect on an offensive line or a defensive line can get off on the snap a little bit better, and it's a very positive, has a positive impact on our football team. So I know with Dallas coming to town, it'll be a packed house. And we need them. You know, we got to get them involved early. I think the last couple times we played them, we failed to get the crowd involved. And we played very well with momentum on our side, and we need to do that early.
What was going through your head on the fourth down? Cam Newton has the ball with a chance to win the game.
Oh, we're going to get a stop. I knew it. I knew our defense was going to get a little bit of pressure. Cam was going to sail one, and we're going to get the stop.
Man, you should go play the lottery or something.
Yeah,
you had it all figured out.
Positive thinking.
Thank you very much, Jay.
All right, thank you.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Smith takes, pumps, going over the middle, looking for Vernon Davis. Caught! Redskins touchdown! What a strike by Alex Smith to the turf. Vernon Davis and the Redskins score first.
Man, Vernon Davis was wide open in the seam.
Big thanks to Vernon Davis for joining us. First touchdown of the game and a big one, converting on a turnover. What was the play call? How did you get so open?
Well, it's one of those plays where you expect cover three. If they're in cover three, the safety is in the middle. You hope that he's favoring the other side, right? And Alex saw me get my release. He let the ball go, and bada bing, bada boom, touchdown.
There you go. You moved up again on the NFL all-time touchdown list for tight ends. Do you ever take a minute to think about where you're starting to get in some of these record books?
No, I never really think about it. I just, all I want to do is just play football. I want to help this team win games. That's my main objective. But I never think about the accolades and the statistics. I just go out and just play. I don't know. I mean, should I?
Eventually you should, but I think you're right now to focus on football week to week because you guys are 3-2. You're leading the NFC East. Mm-hmm. As bad as that loss was in New Orleans, you're right back in the thick of things.
Yeah.
What does it say about the team that you were able to rebound in such a fashion?
I feel like it shows it's a testament to who we are as a team. Defensively, we went out there and we did a great job. And offensively, we put it all together. We made sure the camaraderie was there and we made plays when we had to. And that's what we have to expect out of each other. We want to hold each other accountable. Like I tell everyone, it starts in practice. If we're able to go to practice with a great attitude, great mindset, then come Sunday, we shouldn't have any problems.
And how was practice leading up to the Panthers game?
Practice leading up to the Panthers game was, one of the best practices we've had all year. But like I said, we have to continue to be consistent. We can
do
that.
How do you do that? How do you do it?
Just keeping. It's a mindset. It's a mindset. It's not about how fast you can go out there and run and get in and out of your routes. Yeah, that's a big part of it. But keeping a positive attitude, right? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Positive attitude, and that's on. I'm talking all aspects. How you treat your teammates, right? Being there for your teammates, helping them out if they need help, being where you're supposed to be. When the ball snaps. You know what I mean? It's just all of those things in one. And if we're cognizant of it, we can go out each and every week and play some good football.
You and Jordan and even Jeremy Sprinkle were on the field a lot today. The receiving group was banged up. No Crowder, no Chris Thompson, who catches a lot of passes. You know, Doxson and Richardson are playing with injuries. Mm. Did you guys feel that you really had to step up in this win?
Well, the group that we have, we're so talented across the board. For us, it really doesn't matter who's hurt. Of course, we have Crowder and all those guys are great players. Paul Richardson, he's an amazing player. But that's what you want. You want guys on your team that can go out there and get it done when the starters aren't out there, right? And that's what we have. It's amazing to be able to have that. I've been on so many teams where we didn't have that depth. That's why early on in training camp, I said that this is probably one of the most talented teams that I've ever been on, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart.
It's Dallas week. They're coming. You ready?
Ready
to
go.
Enjoy this one a little while before you turn the page?
Yeah, after I say a few hours, you let it go and you get ready for the next one.
Vernon, thank you very much. Vernon Davis continues his march up the NFL record books.
Dustin with the kick, headed towards the goalpost, just gets across, Hopkins delivers. Wow, the place goes crazy, it just got there.
Hop, thanks for coming on with us so quick. He hadn't even taken a shower. This is what happens when you go 3-for-3 with a new career long. How much fun was that for you?
Well, JP, let me say a couple things. It's a pleasure to be up here with you, man. You know, it's a rarity.
It's a pleasure to have you.
But I'm glad to be up here with you. First of all, glory to God, man, just because of his great love for us. God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive in Christ, even when we're dead in our transgressions, and it's by grace that we've been saved. And he allows us to go out there and do the best that we can.
Kick 56 yards.
Right, the best we can and glorify his name. So glory to him, and thank you, Tress, Nick, and my whole offensive line.
So this counts as the Tress Way, Nick Sundberg interview also.
Oh, like, yeah.
We're counting everybody.
We're in this together. The specialists, right. We do what we can. So, and shout out to the strength staff. We have
everybody's getting some love.
We have Gun Show Friday. I'm not showing it. I don't have a pump right now.
Yeah, I'm
so
not
bear
showing
with
it
me.
Either. I'm not showing
it's
it.
It's under the jacket.
Yeah,
but
under the elbow patch.
Shout out to the strength staff.
How much fun was that win? It's been a tumultuous week out at the park, and for you guys to gut this one out late. What's the feeling in that locker room?
It feels good, man. Especially coming off. Me personally, I was glad it was a short week, and I think a lot of other guys were too. Just to get over that bad taste in your mouth, go out there, and I can't remember the last time we had this this much of a team win on all phases, defense, offense, special teams, and we needed everybody today. So, it feels good.
56-yarder, wet field. Did you go out there confidently, just kick, make your stroke?
If I'm out there, I feel good about it, you know. So, I was just fortunate that it went. I kind of towed the ball, but luckily it was straight and it carried. So, I've been on the bad end of those not carrying for me. And so it feels good to be on the good end of it sometimes.
What were the nerves late in that game? You're only up three. Of course you want them to score a touchdown. They don't. You right. come out to make it six. What's that like? What's your stomach grinding?
Right, right. No, I mean, I felt good, but it is one of those plays that people forget about. Like, people forget about making it a two-score game or making it more than a field goal game. Like, 2 weeks from now, nobody will even remember.
Right.
But
you'll remember.
Right, right. It makes you feel good as an individual and as a unit and as a team when you can step up and make plays when you need to make plays.